This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I was just talking with my wife about that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang thing, the a cappella and Dick Van Dyke and all those memories. We flooded our kids with the movies that we loved from when we were kids because you could get them on DVD and stuff.
Right.
Super Don, did you show these movies to your kids at any point in time, or
oh,
did
yeah.
they grow
it
up
was,
going?
It was always fun to bring up the old stuff, so, especially when they're when they got older, they were kind of like, huh? But you know, as they were young, to get them to be able to see the stuff that you saw as a kid, because it made you feel good too. It was fun sitting down with them and kind of sharing your childhood.
Especially the musicals, because that was like the added element, the sing-alongs.
Absolutely.
And stuff like
you
that.
Know, the other thing that comes to mind is, like at Christmas time, you can still see them where they'll show like the old Frosty the Snowman, you know,
right.
the Heat Miser and the Freeze Miser and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and stuff. You know, that was good quality programming.
Yeah. Although, you know, we were talking to Captain Morgan about it, and she's like, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I think I heard about that. Like, what?
Might have seen bits and pieces, maybe.
Right. And then, thank goodness, Patrick has restored our faith in millennials. He said that he knew all about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, thanks to his parents. So
there
that
you
was
go.
Cool. He's on the board if you'd like to call in. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A major attack, FDA attack on supplements coming. And we've got Joe Garino from the ANH, the Alliance for Natural Health, Deputy Director of this hour. We'll talk about that. Also, should we stand? Should we sit? Should we squat? What should we do? We're gonna go back into that territory, Super Don. I know how you love those stories. That's coming up. Also,
it's so confusing.
Yes, it is. And also, too much good cholesterol. Could that be bad for you? Oh, gosh.
What?
Yeah, I know. We'll get there. By the way, if you have any questions about the danger of vaccinations, you're always welcome to call anytime. Hashtag vax, hashtag SP277, whatever you want to do. Follow me on Twitter at RSBellMedia. That's also how you can find us on Periscope. Looks like we're settling in to do more Periscope than we are Facebook Live. And I'm not sure why yet, but if that's the case, then so be it. We'll roll with it. If you guys would follow me on Periscope too, that'd be great. We can get you some information right out of the gate, you know, even when we're off the air. Connections between the gut and what? Well, how about the brain? Gut-brain connections. Well, okay, we've been covering that for years. How about the immune system? Anybody here ever mention the role of the gut and the immune system? Probably not, right, Super Don? We've never talked about that.
Never at all.
Where's the seat of the immune system? Where do I say? Your doctor's office.
You know, the thing that gets me, and I know I sound like a broken record every time that we talk about gut stories, but one of the things that stands out for me, when I first started working with you, I guess it's like going on like 11 years now, you used to talk about the connection of everything to the gut and how important it was. Like, somebody would call in, I've got this problem. You'd always go, okay, well, how's your gut, right?
Yeah. Right.
You have to look at the gut.
You're like, I'm working with a crazy host.
Well, but here's the thing. you were just completely ahead of the curve on this, because 11 years ago, if you had come out, I mean, you would have never seen an article from an outlet like Medical News Today with a paragraph saying the gut and brain are connected by a dense network of neurons. That did not exist back then.
Mm-hmm.
It just did not exist. And I can remember this distinctly because it's what you like to talk about. And I would search trying to find stories in the news about
me.
And you couldn't find it anywhere.
Here, he's out on his own again. He's walked the plank, right?
For real?
No, and I never predicted the hoverboards, though, so.
Yeah, well, you can't win them all, I guess.
Well, you're right. This is Medical News Today, folks, and it's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. A connection between gut, brain, and immune system is strengthened. And, you know, they talk about your gut feeling. Wow, but now it's got science, right? A gut feeling was crazy. You were crazy talk back then, but now science is backing it up. Of course, it's obvious now, but we should have put you in a padded cell. The interplay between the two systems slowly being unraveled, they claim. And now they're finding the gut-brain interaction might also play a role in, guess what? Ding, 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 immunity. Really? They just now figured that out? I thought they already knew 70% or more of your immune system is based in the gut. And so they're talking about not only the neurological link, but the link, well, with the inflammatory cytokines of the immune system, how that might be playing a role in neurological degradation, like Parkinson's, autism, Alzheimer's, depression, and anxiety. Really? You mean your gut health might have something to do with neurological integrity or lack thereof? Yes, that's right. A study published this week in Current Biology. Of course, they take these wonderful discoveries, Super Don, and they say, how can we apply drugs to this model, this
of
new
course.
Model, right? It's not enough to say, wow, this is the most amazing system ever. We had no idea. The microbiome, the connection between the nerves, the neurons, the brain, the immune system. But now that we've figured it out, let's see. We've got this synthetic molecule approved by the FDA for this, but it's out of patent. Let's try it out here and see if we can bring it back out and make a trillion. So they're talking about drugs designed to manipulate dopamine signaling, antipsychotics, right? And they're saying maybe that could have an effect on inflammation. Maybe this is why these drugs work. They don't work on the brain, but they work on reducing inflammation. How interesting. How long have I been saying that, Super Don? It's all about inflammation.
One
or 2 weeks?
Yeah, for as long as. Again, it's something. And you know, it's neat because they're also making the connection here between the gut and the brain and the roles that it plays in emotions and feelings like love and fear and safety and danger. That's connected to the gut too. So listen, you were right. It's all about the gut, right?
I hear Jerry Doyle now from the other side of the pearly gates saying, Robert was right. Why didn't you listen? Oh, Jerry.
But you're right, though. Yeah. They are. They're doing the same thing they always do. They try and pick it apart and put everything under a microscope and isolate something and go, maybe if we just do this one thing, that this will somehow solve the problem. But it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, they always end up screwing things up big time because they don't take into consideration the what they like to call, and I know is referred to as the entourage effect.
The complexity of the system.
It's a bunch of things working together. It's not just one little thing that you can manage to isolate, synthesize, and put in the form of a pill.
Right. Curly's gold. One thing, right? What's that one thing? Oh, in this case, it's a drug to, let's say, reduce or suppress dopamine. If we can block dopamine's effects by using a drug, maybe we can have an impact on depression because we're really reducing inflammation. Whoa. Wait a second. So now they're looking at these so-called brain drugs, psychiatric drugs, working not because they had an impact on the brain directly, but because they're breaking down the signaling system that causes inflammation in the gut. They can control inflammation by giving you psychiatric medicines. And maybe that's the only reason it works to begin with, those who are claimed to be helped by it. But does this, pray tell, help in addressing the reason why there is inflammation? Pregnant pause. No, of course not. It has nothing to do with the cause of inflammation. It just means we can manipulate and control the body's signaling system. We thought this was a drug that was impacting the brain directly. It turns out it was impacting the microbes in the gut that were signaling certain things or producing certain things. And so they're learning about this by experimenting on worms. Worms. Which worm did they pick out for this one? I can't find the worm that they chose. It's something really kind of nasty looking. A nematode. A nematode worm. And that's where they're utilizing this pathway because they've been able to see these nerves and the inflammation issue and the pathways working at that point. As I said, I am a science geek at heart. I really am. I love these discoveries. I think they're so cool. They're helping us to, you know, really explain the complexity of the human microbiome and the animal and microbiome, the relationship to so many things. And I say everything. And so they can use a nematode and leap to a human. They say it's a big leap, but it's still giving us some insight and could potentially be used to treat conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease, cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, and Crohn's disease in the future. But why wait? Why wait? We can do that right now. The things you hear about on the Robert Scott Bell Show are so far ahead of their time. You think I have a time machine, but I don't. I'm paying attention to what's going on and what has preceded us. And we align ourselves with the natural order of the universe, and guess what comes out? Truth. Facts. And now they're validating them, but they're validating them to corrupt them. They're not validating them to enhance the immune system in reality. They're not validating them to enhance brain function in reality. They're validating them so that they can synthesize and patent new drugs or retool old drugs to get monopoly protection from the Fear and Death Administration to sell you these drugs well into old age, despite the fact they do nothing to prevent the disease. All they can do is manage it with X number of side effects that will result in you needing to take even more drugs. Next question, is your health, your gut health affecting your sleep? Moment of duh it would be if I had time to go into that. But there is a gut-brain connection to circadian rhythms as well. And if your microbiome is misbehaving because of what you put in there or didn't put in there, it's going to disrupt your gut. It's going to disrupt your brain. It's going to disrupt blood sugar. And this is where we get into mineral deficiencies. The minerals play a key role as anything in the body in replenishing the health of the entire microbiome and the entire body. And that's why we say if your sleep is being disrupted, it's typically the result of a GTF chromium deficiency, and you end up with hypoglycemia in the middle of the night, and you wake up in a sweat, hungry. You don't know why. Your brain is racing. Your liver is congested. And there ain't no drug that's going to help you out of that, but the Robert Scott Bell Show will. We're going to talk about good and bad cholesterol next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Varlin's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, coming up, we are going to talk about a major assault, an all-out attack on your dietary supplements by FDA. And that's Joe Guarino is going to be joining us from the Alliance for Natural Health. But right now, I was just re-reviewing this story, Super Don, about cholesterol. Anytime we have a cholesterol story, I marvel at the lunacy and the idiocy as they admit that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease, yet they do backflips, gymnastics, and yoga like you'll never see on planet Earth to continue to believe and portray the belief that it does cause heart attacks.
You've got to think about it. I mean, cholesterol drugs, the number of prescriptions that are written on a regular basis are one of the biggest money makers for the pharmaceutical industry that out there. I mean, right. It's right up there in like the top five. For them to just do a complete reversal would be catastrophic to the
economic catastrophe. I know that's probably the biggest reason, but still, the doctors and the PhD researchers, they should know better, but of course they know where their bread is buttered. Yes, there's cholesterol in butter. Eat as much as you want, okay, if it's organic and clean. This American study linked excessively high levels of HDL, high-density lipoprotein. Remember, they always call it good cholesterol, HDL. Elevate your levels of HDL and you reduce your risk for heart disease. This study, or let me just say this, this headline says, too much good cholesterol linked to premature death. Study
finds. Damn.
That's the headline. So now, good cholesterol is not good. It's bad. So what is the other cholesterol? Really bad? You got bad and really bad. I mean, it's like, talk to the Creator. Why did you give us cholesterol? You cursed us. It's like, how many times have I told you higher cholesterol levels relate more to longevity and great brain health? Lower cognitive decline or no cognitive decline, dementia, etc. It's gone when you have adequate, good, high cholesterol, higher cholesterol levels. And as you go through this research, they say, well, it's not exactly as the headline says. It says that they found that HDL, high-density lipoprotein levels, were either too high or too low, and that could have a negative health effect on health. Wait a second, I thought it was too high, it's a problem. No, no, it's too low as well. What's just right? Where's that great in-between? And I've told you for years on this show, they're chasing cholesterol, like Superdon said, because they have a drug to lower it. And there's too much information that says raising HDL. And by the way, how do you raise HDL levels in the body? You take 100 micrograms of a whole food form of GTF chromium. 100 micrograms three times a day. You will go back and get your test, and your HDL will go up, which usually a doctor says is great. But this article is trying to tell you, no, you're going to die. If you have abnormally high or low blood cholesterol levels, and I'm not saying that they even know what that is, because everybody's genetic lineage is different. They didn't test people 100 years ago to see what your ancestors were like. But let's just say if it's so far out of range, whatever they might claim it to be, you know what that's more indicative of? Not necessarily heart disease, although it could be. It's primarily indicative of liver congestion, liver toxicity, a sluggish liver. When your liver is not healthy, it's not well, it's not balanced, it's not fully functional, you will have elevated or reduced, and you don't know which way it's going to go for you. Everybody's a little bit different. And so what do I say? Take extra selenium. Yes, the dietary supplement most censored by FDA, despite the fact that Jonathan E. Mort has beat back the Fear and Death Administration 7 or 8 times in court. You still have to beg, plead, and borrow just to tell everybody what selenium does, including preventing cancer and reversing cancer. Selenium levels critical for glutathione production, elimination of toxins from your cells, from your liver. And, of course, that's really the key. Remember, cholesterol doesn't patch up your arteries just because it wants to annoy you. It only becomes sticky and stuck when you have inflammation of the lining. And why does that happen? Heavy metals, toxins, liver congestion, dehydration, any number of reasons, lack of silica. There's so many reasons why there's inflammation within the cell walls there that requires the patching and repairing that cholesterol does to save your life. And guess what, folks? If you didn't have adequate levels of cholesterol, you would die without warning of internal bleeding as an artery would breach, because none of the repair mechanisms would be capable of kicking into gear because they rely on cholesterol. There you go again. Just listen to the FDA and take your statin drugs. Turn off the radio. You don't want to hear the truth. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to hear some of that truth from Joe Guarino, Deputy Director of the Alliance for Natural Health, as the FDA attacks supplements. Next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is this the death knell for dietary supplements in the United States? The long-awaited revision of FDA guidance rules for new supplements is here, and according to the Alliance for Natural Health, one of those go-to groups that we love so much because they're doing great work there in D.C., keep an eye on this. They have just issued their highest level action alert. FDA massive attack on supplements. Reporting on this now from the Alliance for Natural Health, its Deputy Director, Joe Guarino. Joe, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Doing well, but of course, you know, anytime somebody hears that their supplements are being attacked as viciously as the FDA is doing it, got a lot of people a little nervous here. And the question is, what can we do about it? We'll get to that, but what is the big issue with this FDA guidance rules, the revision?
I think overall, you have an agency that's not doing their job. And when they are putting out this guidance, it's very obvious that they are still not complying with the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act that was passed 22 years ago. We sometimes call that DSHEA. And so they're over and beyond what they're supposed to be doing. And people have been trying to call them out on it for years, and they're still not getting it right. And, of course, we know that the FDA is in bed with, Big Pharma.
Yes.
And we're seeing challenges all over the place with that.
Yeah, we've seen the FDA stifle innovation, even in the pharmaceutical world. So it's not just exclusively, but in many cases, they seem to be a protectorate from Big Pharma and an attack dog on the supplements that are really killing no one in relative perspective. It's almost like a big goose egg when you look at the deaths from the supplement industry. There is, our issues about the so-called NDI provision, the new dietary ingredient provision. And they're saying that you have to go through safety studies that aren't even required for drugs.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. It's very unbalanced. For example, when drugs are tested, they're usually tested on a particular population, not usually for children, not usually for the elderly, but they're requiring in this new guidance that if a new dietary ingredient is going to be chemically altered, which it could include that they might be testing for, a new age population. It could be that if they want to try it for children or for adults, they have to apply again. Okay, they have to notify again and start all over. And that is you have a lot of costs involved there, and it just makes it more burdensome for the supplement industry to try to comply.
Now, back in 2011 when they did the draft guidance, that really, there was a huge response from my audience and everybody that was paying attention that said, guys, go back to the drawing board on this. But rather than being an improvement, it appears that this is even more onerous and more detrimental to the future of the supplement industry and the freedom of the people of America who want to access safe dietary supplements that actually do things for them.
Yeah, in many ways, they pretty much kept everything what they did in their 2011 guidance, which doesn't improve anything for us. And with this next guidance, as you mentioned, 2011, great uproar. A lot of people didn't like it, so they kind of backed off from it. We even had some congressmen step in and tell them, hey, this is not what we expected. We expected to have more access to supplements, and you're trying to restrict it. So they forced them to go back to the table. 5 years later, they come out, and they still have not improved what we're seeking, which is more access to dietary supplements, not less.
Yeah, back when in 1994, when DSHEA came to be, it was, again, a result of more pleas to Congress, and back then it was faxes, letters, and phone calls, than any other issue since the Vietnam police action. And, of course, they took notice, and it protected supplements. In some ways, our friend Jonathan Emord warned there were certain things in there that could be problematic, and I think we are seeing that play out right now in the draft guidance here, and now the second revision as to where this will be. Again, if the people want more access, the FDA is saying no. Well, maybe you could have it, but you're going to have the supplement companies jump through hoops that drug companies don't have to. Of course, even though the industry has grown into a billion-dollar plus industry, it's still a fraction of the drug industry, and few, if any, unless they're owned by pharmaceutical firms, could ever meet these so-called onerous requirements by FDA in this draft guidance.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's also very interesting about this new guidance is the difference between what we call investigational new drugs and the new dietary ingredients. Just by the letters you hear there, IND and NDI. IND is for the drug, NDI is for the dietary supplement. And they have an onerous provision in there that basically says that if a drug company desires to do some research on an IND for a supplement, okay, if they get to the FDA and submit their request for that IND before a supplement company, then that supplement, that ingredient is banned from being used in a supplement anymore. Even if the FDA finds nothing out about the IND, the investigated new drug.
Yeah. Example of this in the article by the ANH, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, vitamin B6. This happened. They pulled it from the market. It's no longer now apparently not even available as a supplement or a drug.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, and it just goes, again, to show what the FDA is attempting to do. They're in bed with Big Pharma, and we really have to have folks in your audience contact the FDA. And they can go to our website, which is www.anh-usa.org, and they'll find the article up there. They can click on it, go to the bottom, and click on the big button that says Take Action, and we'll take them to a page where they can fill out their information and click again, and it will automatically send a letter to their congressmen and their senators letting them know that we don't like what the FDA is doing with this new guidance.
Yeah, I have the links up in the show notes as well, and Super Don's blasting them out. Just link on it, fill it out, make the time to send an email, call, any way that you can get word on. And we got a massively, you want to talk about supplementing freedom here, restore freedom, let them know that this is absolutely unacceptable. Now, one of the things that I promote is the idea that the 10th Amendment may be our last remedy short of revolution, in that the people in the states are actually technically supposed to be more powerful than the federal government, especially where the federal government doesn't have the authority to do the things that it's doing, to prevent you from accessing food supplements, for instance. And at one point, I think in the future, we're going to have to pick up on that and have educate the states, the state legislature, as well as the people in the states to say, you know what, we don't even need to change the FDA. We just got to nullify them. Now, that's another step along the way, because I think the bureaucratic oligarchy, which Jonathan Emord has been battling for years, is a difficult one to beat. And even when you beat them, as Jonathan has, they still got other tricks up their sleeve to ignore the courts.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what the FDA is doing is arbitrary, it's capricious. We never know where they're going to turn next. As we mentioned in our article, for example, there's a possibility that probiotics could be on the chopping block. And I'm sure that most of your listeners are savvy enough to know that, we have to have probiotics for the good flora in our gut. And yet the FDA is looking at that and saying, maybe we'll get rid of those too, or we'll make it such that only Big Pharma can dole those out. And, you know, instead of being able to get your probiotics for, you know, $10, $15, maybe $20, depending on, you know, what brand you get and the quantity, you might have to go out and put $100 out and get a prescription from your doctor if the FDA would have their way. So, you know, it's another example of what your listeners have to do to let the FDA know what they think about this. And if they don't like it, and we're watching, and we're not going to stand for it.
Now, do we still have some links? The ANH have good relationships with certain congressmen and senators that might take action as well to write a little guidance of their own about this FDA revision of their guidance document?
Well, to answer part of your question, yes. We still have good relationships with several up there on the Hill. What exactly they would do, I don't know. I wouldn't go so far as to say that they're ready with their own guidance. We often hope and pray that on various bills that that somebody would have an alternative. With this, it might happen. I don't know. I don't want to speak for anybody, and I can tell you I haven't heard anything. But you never know what some good men and women might be thinking of up there on the Hill.
Yeah.
But of course, a lot of them might actually take action if they hear from enough Americans across the country.
Yeah, and what's neat about the ANH alert system here and what you can do when you link on it, click on the link, there's a message already written, and you can actually go in there and personalize it. I was just doing that while you were talking, and I was like, wow, I can change the wording to make it more reflective of who I am, and it makes it as simple as possible to submit it, or you can copy and paste this as well into your own word processing document and email it to however you want. But the ANH makes it easy, and Joe, I appreciate that so much, because, you know, listen, there are a lot of people in this audience, myself included, that rely on dietary supplements for our health, that help me to regain my health. And I'm not going to stand for the FDA's reign of tyranny to even get stronger here.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that you like what we're doing there. We do like to try to help people where we can. I agree with you that where you can personalize it, that would be helpful. You know, a lot of times, a lot of these congressional offices, senatorial offices, they see a lot of the same letters coming in, and so all they do is they're just counting them. But if they see something that has a very personalized beginning, they'll take note of that. They'll set that aside, and it might actually be read by a staffer, at least, that might ultimately bring it to his boss, and the boss might actually take it up.
Excellent.
Now, as we go forward, just like all of your listeners, please continue to monitor our website. Actually, subscribe to our newsletter if you haven't done so already, because we will continue to analyze this. We will continue to put out notices where appropriate, so we can keep the FDA's feet to the fire.
All right, Joe Guarino, Deputy Director, ANH, ANH-USA.org. We appreciate all of your work there. Hello to the entire crew. You're greatly appreciated here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert Scott.
All right, Joe. Well, we'll get back to them. Stay in touch. Yes, sign up for the email alerts there as well. Fill it out. Send it in. Personalize it back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com.
Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Las Vegas. We're going to be there August 26th, 27th, and 28th at the American Naturopathic Medical Association. Please come down and see us. I'm going to be speaking at their luncheon as well as another event where I'll talk gut health. Cancer Prevention Convention coming up with Ty Bollinger, September 11th in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice, and that's October 7th, 8th, and 9th in St. Petersburg, Florida. The Truth About Cancer, Ultimate Live Symposium, also with Ty Bollinger, Dr. Rasha Bittar, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Darrell Wolf, and so many more. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, all going to be there October 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Gaylord Texan in Dallas. The Hearthlight event, a fundraiser, education for cancer patients and caregivers, October 28th, 29th, 30th. That will be up in Gainesville, Georgia, north of Atlanta, where we will be playing the Harlem Legends. And that includes Ty Bollinger and Paul Bertero from Echo Water, robertswater.com. Download, learn about the H2, the molecular hydrogen, as well. And what else we got? You still doing well on the marine phytoplankton, Oceans Alive?
Oh, yeah.
Doing well? Okay, good.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I love it. I just, I'm still experimenting here and there with amounts and when I take it, during the day and all that stuff. But I have not felt this good in a long time. It's just, it's one of those things where over time, it's like that boiling frog analogy that people use.
Yeah.
Where, you get that creeping incremental, malaise that just kind of comes over you over a while. And pretty soon it feels like, oh, well, this is just how I am, right?
Right.
And then you go along and do something right, and suddenly you're like, whoa, hey, I can't believe that I was okay with how I was feeling there.
Right.
And that's what this did for me. It just totally just knocked me out of a funk. It was
beautiful.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I love it. When Super Don's in a funk, it's not good for anybody. So thank you to Ian Clark and Activation Products. All right. Should we sit? Should we stand? Should we squat? Should we run around? How are we going to remedy all of this sitting, right?
And this is like an ongoing series on this show.
The ongoing saga, right? Yeah. So here's the latest headline. Exercise, okay? Exercise. We like exercise. Unfortunately, according to the experts, it's not an antidote to too much sitting.
Jeez.
I know. Really? Just, you know, just shoot yourself now. Not really, of course, but I mean, if exercise is not going to do it, what's the point? If you're sitting, forget it. It's all over. Just keep sitting. Just melt into the chair. Melt into the couch. You've got nothing you can do. Exercise doesn't matter? Really?
Well, according to the study, what they're saying basically is that if you are sitting for an extended period of time throughout the day, that still can contribute to bad health, heart attack, death, destruction, plague, whatever.
Yeah.
Even if you're getting regular exercise. So the point that they're trying to make, I get it. You know, it's like, don't sit for, and you know, 8 hours a day. But I got to tell you, man, every time one of these stories comes out, it wigs me out a little bit because it's like, in my line of work, I don't have the luxury of, like, jogging with a computer working on the show. I can't do it.
No, I know.
I have to sit.
Superdon, I just had an idea for an invention. And anybody can take this idea and run with it. Do you remember those bouncy chairs you would hang up under the, you know, a door or whatever when kids are really little? They can't walk yet, but they can bounce, right? Those are actually not good because before you can actually walk, you don't want kids to necessarily do that. But adults, if we got you a chair where you could sit and also bounce. Yeah, a bouncy chair where you can actually push off with your legs all the time while you're sitting. Dude, we've solved it.
My own bouncy chair.
We've solved it.
Have like a work area.
Right.
And you could, like, secure the laptop and the computer on it, and I could, like, bounce up and down while I'm cutting audio and doing show.
I think, no, the that stuff stays stable, but you can bounce and move your hand. Your hands can stay there. You'll get the hang of it.
The bouncy chair would have to be mounted in front of the desk.
Right, correct. That's correct. So it's permanent.
Wouldn't that make a great picture?
By the way, a heart group, another heart group, suggests, guess what? You'll never get this right. That people get up every now and then.
Go!
So, all right. So, don't exercise, but get up every now and then, according to the experts. And get a bouncy chair for Super Don. I'm telling you, it'll be a million seller. I just gave somebody, go on that, whatever that show is. And you can make a million. Yeah. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. Outside the Box tomorrow with Ty Bollinger. The power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.